clay and cast iron. You might recognize that as Darling Side, 97.7 1061, wextradio.org. And the reason I play that is my next two guests, one of them plays in that band. Hi, Oyen.
Hello, Chris.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Very nice to be back in the studio. Thanks for having us.
Oyen Mukherjee and his mom, Jyothi. Hi, thank you so much for coming.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having us.
So now there's a reason the two of you are hanging out together, not just because you're mom and son. You guys have made a cookbook.
We did. We wrote a cookbook.
Yes.
Wow. Why did you guys decide to make a cookbook?
Because we didn't think harder about it to start. there aren't very many mother-son cookbooks out there, and I think that's because a lot of the mothers and sons did more thinking beforehand and realized it might not be a good idea. But we didn't think ahead, and so we just kept going with this project.
Where does he get this sense of humor, Jyothi?
I think from his dad, maybe?
Yeah?
I don't know. But he is funny.
You're a retired physician. So
I am.
Were you the person who made the meals at home?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So how did you go from making the meals at home to being an actual, like, chef and teacher? You teach people how to cook.
It's all been very fluky. I mean, I've never been to culinary school. And like you said, I was a physician, and then I became a full-time mom. And this just happened by chance, because I used to be on the board of Head Start, where they would have a fundraiser, and decided the year I joined the board, they decided to add a silent auction. And I decided to donate, just for fun, an Indian dinner for eight. Did it for 4 years, and then a friend of mine who was also on the board and was always there for these dinners, she said, you know, I would like to donate a Greek dinner and for the next year's auction. She went and told the board member who used to run the auction, and this board member came to me and said, instead of doing two dinners, why don't you do a cooking class? This is how I started. And I did my first class with these people who bought at the auction on February 6th, 2010. So I have been teaching for 16 years in my kitchen. Do you know how many people I've had through my kitchen?
That would be my next question. How many people have you had through your kitchen?
You know, last year I closed my books at 6,500.
Whoa!
And I don't advertise anywhere. I have no social media presence. It's all word of mouth. It has just been quite a journey.
So did the idea of the cookbook come out of this experience?
Yes. 3-4 years into my teaching, my students asked me to write a book. And that is how it came about. So I asked, Oyen had been doing some ghostwriting for me for various journals, because they used to write about me and I used to get advertised. And so I asked him, I said, would you write this book with me? My concept of the book was very different from what we have actually produced, because that is Oyen's vision.
Sure, and this cookbook is called Heartland Masala. Why is that the title?
So masala is a term in Hindi, Urdu, that refers to a spice mixture. And Heartland refers not only to our home of Kansas City, which is where I grew up, where my parents are still based. Also, my mom is from the Punjab region of India, which is the breadbasket heartland of that country. And masala refers to not only the spice mixture, but also this sort of mixture of influences that plays into the book. So my mom didn't learn to cook until moving to the U.S. Diasporic cooking. This is a book not of sort of traditional Indian recipes, but rather Indian cooking from a diasporic kitchen, ours in Kansas City. Yeah, the word masala sort of plays into both the idea of the spices and the idea of multiple different sources and things being melded together.
Now, Oyen, you're also no slouch in the kitchen. As I recall from conversations with you and the guys in Darling Side, you did a lot of cooking for those guys.
I do. I love thinking about food, especially because when we are in the studio, the other guys are very good engineers, audio engineers, and I fall asleep as soon as I start listening to guitar tones for more than like 3 minutes, which was the source of a lot of insecurity for me when we were starting out as a band. But eventually I found my happy place in the catering and cooking business of recording, which was great. So that's a role I enjoy playing. But I do think, if I may refer to these qualities as maternal, I got them straight from the source, the woman sitting next to me.
Jyothi and Oyen Mukherjee are the authors of a new cookbook called Heartland Masala. How long has this cookbook been in process? I mean, it wasn't started 16 years ago, but...
It has been in the works for 8 years.
Eight years.
It took us eight years to get it out.
8 years to write it, yeah.
Yeah.
To say it's a cookbook is actually a bit of a misnomer, if you ask me, because I was reading through it, and it sort of reads like a book. I mean, you can actually sit there, and there's a lot of interesting things in this book, as well as the cool recipes.
Thank you. Yeah, I think a weird mother-son art project is how I would disguise as a cookbook, I think, is a good way to put it. But my mom had said, you know, that her students had asked her for a book, but then my vision differed a lot from hers. And my mom's vision for it was her recipes, which had been, like, mostly tested 80% of the way there, slapped together, spiral-bound with some, like, mediocre to bad iPhone photos was her vision for the book. Just, like, get that thing out. And I killed that dream of hers. The 8 years was mostly my fault, the length of time. Once I realized it was going to take a lot of time to do something I was excited about, I wanted to figure out something that would sustain me. And I do believe that the genre of cookbook that is Indian family recipes is a lovely genre and also quite saturated, and I did not feel the need to add another book to that group. So in figuring out something else that we could do that might be exciting and fun for me, I eventually landed on culinary history and context. That's what a lot of those years of cookbook writing was a lot of research on my part. And so what we have now is this book where the head notes, which are the pre-recipe blurbs, are split between my voice and my mom's voice. Like, my mom's voice has to do more with her upbringing in India and teaching classes, and mine has much more to do with history and cultural context. And there are also some standalone essays interspersed throughout the book. So our hope is that folks who love cooking and love Indian food will find a lot to enjoy here, but also people who don't necessarily want to cook but want to know more and learn more about Indian cooking, even if it just means making more informed restaurant orders, that they will find a lot in this book as well.
Very cool. Jyothi and Oyan Mukherjee are here with me. Heartland Masala is the name of the cookbook. And I say cookbook, but that's the name of it. How did you decide, Jyothi, did you decide which recipes? Because you didn't put every recipe you know
in
there.
No, I could write five more.
Right?
Yeah, no. Those, at the time that I was teaching, the concept of the book kind of came about. I chose about 106 of my recipes that I knew my students loved. And then we ultimately, when we were recipe testing and we were making the final decisions, we cut out a few of the recipes that we felt were more of the same, or it was a similar procedure to the one that we had, that we wanted to put in. Ultimately settled on 96 of my recipes, and three of them in the book are Oyans.
Huh.
Guess what? Two cocktails and a brittle, a sesame brittle.
That's awesome.
I just wanted to add that, you know, in every recipe that we have put into the book, we kind of hold the cook's hand, novice or an experienced cook. We hold their hands all the way from the beginning of the recipe till the end of the recipe with visual cues and time cues.
Most of the book process was actually pretty smooth. Like, the book tour was pretty smooth, the photo shoot was pretty smooth, the writing was pretty smooth. The recipe testing involved a lot of insults and a lot of crying and a lot of very mean, very rude things that have been exchanged between mother and
some
son.
Some screaming.
Yeah, real. It got filthy there.
But I can see a lot of love right here.
Yeah, no,
it's all good, right?
We're in a good place. We're in a lovely studio with you, Chris. We're having a great time. But the road to that success rate was a long one. We have different philosophies in terms of instruction, but I think the middle ground we found feels real good.
And I was wondering, it sounds like that came sort of born out of your experience teaching people.
Perhaps, yes,
yeah.
Yes. And some of Oyan's perfectionist...
I don't see it.
Oh, my God. For those of you who deep fry, or don't deep fry, but are interested in it, so deep frying, there's no one temperature for deep frying. You can do it at any from like 325 all the way up to like just under 400 degrees. For different styles of frying, you will want different temperatures. And I pulled a thermometer out at some point to sort of measure what was happening. And my mother was flabbergasted. She said, like, I can't believe you're using a thermometer in the kitchen. I can't wait to tell my Indian friends. They're going to laugh at you, was what she said. The science orientation is something that I feel like, in spite of the fact that my mother is a physician, a retired physician, and I merely got a biology degree from a liberal arts college, which really, I mean, that's playtime science. I was the one who insisted on that stuff. But
you know, in my world, there is an easier way to do deep frying and testing if the oil is at the right temperature or not, rather than dipping the thermometer in hot oil and burning yourself and your hand.
Right.
You take a little bit of the batter and just put it in whatever you're going to fry into the oil. And if it sizzles up right away,
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Jyoti and Oyan Mukherjee are here with me. Heartland Masala is the name of the book. It's a cool new cookbook. You got to check this out. Now, where can folks go to check this out?
You know, we are pleased to be distributed by Simon & Schuster, which for folks, basically that translates to anywhere you buy books.
Awesome.
Our favorite place for you to buy books is your local independent bookstore, if you have one. You can also get it from all the online retailers, which if you must, you must. But yeah, anywhere you want.
So out of all of the recipes that made the grade, let's not say how many have that didn't make it. Did you guys have a favorite?
I love cooking and I love eating. A favorite of my students, I would love to tell you, and that is butter chicken.
Ooh.
It is really good. You know, I'm not very modest, so I have to tell you that it is a low-fat version of butter chicken that is exceptionally wonderful.
It's not that low-fat.
And I have to tell you that when there's no cream in it, and that's a big part of the whole thing. When I advertised the butter chicken class, and I did so from January to March for my three-month schedule, I had advertised three classes. Do you know, ultimately, till end of May, how many I'm doing? 9 of them.
I'm going to push back gently on the idea that low-fat is desirable and that our butter chicken recipe is that low-fat. I'd say there's a healthy amount of fat, which is what makes it great.
Yes.
I'm say.
Yeah. Well, true.
And I don't have a favorite recipe in the book, but I do love one illustration most, which is an illustration of two lemons trekking. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Chris, but I'll point it out to you in the book.
I definitely want to see it. Now, I did want to ask you about the illustrations and the photographs. You said they're not the iPhone photos that your mom wanted, right?
No.
So how did you guys do this, and who helped lay out the book?
Part of the initial vision on my part with the book was that illustration was going to be really important for it, because balancing out the sort of gravity of some heavier essays, having something that felt light was really important, and also deeply inspired by Samin Nosrat's excellent Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, which was illustrated by Wendy McNaughton, who's a great illustrator and sort of demonstrated how helpful illustration can be in cooking and for cooking instruction. My mom knew that she needed illustration or photography in the book. That was one of the few things her students asked for. So we ended up finding a couple of folks whom we loved working with, and a London-based illustrator named Olivier Kugler, with whom I worked extensively on the illustrations, and he was a delight to work with. That's one of my favorite parts of the book, for sure. And then our photo shoot, we have all our photos in the middle of the book in one sort of spread, so that the illustrations and photography can sort of exist in their own worlds. Neither one sort of outshines the other, which we like a lot. And my mom cooked the hell out of that photo shoot in 10 days. With the help, we had a photographer named Kevin Miyazaki, who's based in Milwaukee, who's awesome, and a local team of a photo stylist and a prop stylist. But over 10 days, cooked all of the recipes in the book, all of which were eaten too. So just know that if you look at a picture, that's the picture of the real thing, not something that was like covered in plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. This is so great. Jyoti and Oyan Mukherjee here with the cookbook called Heartland Masala. I want to thank you guys so much for coming by and talking with us about this. It sounds so wonderful.
Chris, thanks so much for having us, truly.
Thank you.
Sure.
The universe of Indian food, as I'm sure you know, is massive. It's, you know, as broad as the cooking of Europe. If you think about how different Scandinavian food is from Italian food, that's a good starting point for the breadth here. So our book is not the last word. It's just one snapshot of a family's cooking in this like massive universe of food, but we are so pleased to have it out in the world and so, so happy to be talking with you right now. So thank you for having us.
Sure. Now, before I let you go, the one thing I did want to sort of ask you about is the whole thing about chai.
Mm.
That seems to be an important part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fascinated to read what you read about how it really wasn't a big part of the culture.
Yeah, so historically speaking, I think I would say this. So for listeners who are unfamiliar, the concept of tea existed only in like a few tribes in India. It was eaten as a vegetable and drunk as a fermented beverage, but really limited to a few tribes in India prior to the British colonization. The British introduced the Chinese drink of tea to India, which eventually morphed into chai in the late 19th, really mostly in the 20th century. The concept of it being a universally consumed beverage, at least in most of India, is recent. And I think also very Indian. So one of the big takeaways for me with reading a lot of this culinary history is that there are things that we think of as very Indian, that are very Indian, that reach back centuries. And there are things that we think of as very Indian that are quite recent, maybe reach back no more than one century. And both of those are Indian. I think it's a testament to how fluid and constantly changing culture and food culture is. Just because something is more recent or was sort of introduced, like the British colonization is what ushered something in, doesn't make it less Indian. It's just that that's all part of Indian cooking and history and what how we eat today.
Yeah,
for me, I think it made me feel a lot less precious. Like doing this research made me feel a lot less precious about what we can define as Indian versus not. It's like this whole thing is constantly changing. You can't really pin it down anywhere. And some things are very recent and some things aren't. And all of it sort of falls into the bucket of what makes Indian food what it is.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Jyoti and Oyin Mukherjee, that's a cookbook called Heartland Masala. And Oyin, we know you from Darling Side, so I thought I'd play us another Darling Side song. Are you all right with that?
Yes, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it very much.
And before I play it, are you guys working on some more stuff? Can you say anything?
Oh, the band.
Either way. You two, are you two working on new stuff?
My mom and I are doing a little more cookbook touring over the course of this year, and we've submitted for a few different awards and that kind of thing. So it's sort of, we're in the afterglow of the release, which feels real good. And the band finished recording a new album recently, and we're going to be releasing it this coming winter, which we're very excited about.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.